year.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. 3 months before Christmas, Labubus might be on a few Santa lists.
Ready for an earworm to replace Baby Shark? With hardly a dime spent on traditional advertising, a line of toys that originated in China is rising in popularity among Americans. Labubu sales on TikTok Shop in the U.S. reportedly grew from under $430,000 in May of last year to nearly $5 million in May 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news at the pump for Green Bay drivers. Gas prices in Green Bay have fallen 8 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging $2.80 per gallon today. That's nearly 30 cents lower than the national average. Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says this time of year, seasonal factors ramp up their impact on gas prices, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand for gas. For now, DeHaan says those factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump. Green Bay police are inviting you to come join them for a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. October 1st is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and our local officers will be at Bay Motel and Family Restaurant on Military Avenue from 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. No set agenda, they say just conversation and coffee. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the last farmers market on Broadway for the season. Looks like a beautiful night to be out there enjoying live music and some of the last fresh produce of the season. The Farmers Market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest markets. More than 120 local vendors line the streets with fresh produce, baked goods, coffee, flower, plants, and more. The market runs tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. After Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Tells me all the time, you know she said so.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
From the Beatles to CCR, you'll hear it all on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm so excited about this. A show that I loved when I was little. I think you did too. It's coming back to TV. Stick around. I've got the details.
Job in the city. Waking up.
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. Music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, it'll start with a smile that won't
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. It is good to be with you again on this beautiful Tuesday morning. And we've been lucking out with some great looking mornings. And this is news that I could not wait to tell you. Remember the popular PBS show called Reading Rainbow? I loved it so much. It aired its last episode 20 years ago, which doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it is making a comeback. There's going to be new episodes of Reading Rainbow starting on October 4th. Now, you're not going to be able to see them on PBS, but you are going to be able to see them on YouTube. And episodes will be available on readingrainbow.org.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craftoberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.fm and click events.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with another local news update from our crew in the WGBW newsroom less than 5 minutes away.
Kisses and love.
all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else. In sight, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen very
the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. New test scores for Wisconsin kids aren't great, and they're even worse for kids of color. The latest test scores from the State Department of Public Instruction shows major racial and income gaps once again. Just 18% of black students reached expectations in English, compared to more than 61% of white students. The new data shows only about half of all public school students are hitting the mark for English and math. State Superintendent Jill Underley says these scores matter, but they don't show the challenges students bring to school, like worries at home and mental health struggles. As if you needed one more reason to cheer on the Pack, how's this? Every time the Packers win a game this season, Wisconsin veterans will get $100,000 toward erasing their debts. That's how much the Packers, teaming up with Verizon, will put toward debt relief for veterans after each Packer win. In a press release, the Packers say this initiative will be carried out in collaboration with ForgiveCo, a public benefit corporation that partners with organizations to abolish unpayable debt. They say medical and financial debt disproportionately impacts veterans returning to civilian life and seeking care. No applications are required. Veterans will be identified through ForgiveCo's Random Acts of Kindness model and will be notified following each Packers win. The race for Wisconsin's next governor is fluctuating, growing on the Democratic side, but getting smaller on the Republican side. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, announced her candidacy yesterday, while Republican Bill Berrien dropped out of the race just before the weekend. Hughes emphasized her business background and says her years of experience growing Wisconsin businesses is what sets her apart. Right now, the Democratic ticket includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royes, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Congressman Tom Tiffany entered the race a week ago today, joining Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, running as Republicans. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW with another go for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest keyword coming up at 11.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine, yeah. Holiday, yeah. Trading my time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I live for the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah,
in my 5 o'clock world, she waits for me. Nothing else matters at all.
brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
To be brighter.
WGBW, also streaming for you at WGBW.fm.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
You ain't seen nothing yet on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW, and if you are looking for a fun little date night on Friday night, a tribute to the Everly Brothers. It's called the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. Going to be happening on Friday night at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center, and you can get tickets, get more info at ashwaubenonpac.org.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025, but what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
97.9 FM.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
WGBW, Major League Baseball Wild Card Series beginning today. We'll have more sports from Mike Clemens coming up in the next news update at the top of the hour at 11 with WGBW.
Oh, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Dan Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Soul. It's local news. Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Your next go for the green and gold multi-state text to win keyword in less than 15 minutes.
Must we say goodbye each time we part? My heart wants to die. Darling, hear my prayer. Cut the leaf there. I'll be your love till the end of time.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling generals and admirals who had been summoned to Virginia from around the world they should use American cities as training grounds because crime has become a war from within that they need to fight. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, addressing those senior leaders, telling them the Pentagon is killing quotas, allowing hazing once again, and implementing new standards for physical fitness in the military, asking if your son enlisted.
Would you want him serving with fat or unfit or undertrained troops? Or alongside people who can't meet basic standards? Or in a unit where standards were lowered so certain types of troops could make it in? In a unit where leaders were promoted for reasons other than merit, performance, and warfighting? The answer is not just no, it's hell no.
We're just a few hours away from the first government shutdown in almost 7 years as Democrats and Republicans in Congress have been unable to reach a budget. This is ABC News. Another close call at another busy airport.
The FAA is investigating a close call at Los Angeles International Airport. An American Airlines pilot slamming on the brakes just before takeoff Sunday night, stopping from 154 miles per hour, all because a cargo plane was crossing that same runway. Controllers told the cargo plane to cross, but instead the pilot turned right directly into the path of that American jet.
ABC's Morgan Norwood says no one was hurt. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says what he's been warning about is now being realized.
Illinois National Guard received word that the Department of Homeland Security has sent a memo to the Department of War seeking the deployment of 100 military troops to Illinois.
The move follows weeks of protests outside federal immigration facilities in Chicago. Louisiana's governor is asking for National Guard troops to be sent to New Orleans, where crime has actually been dropping in recent years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news at the pump for Green Bay drivers. Gas prices in Green Bay have fallen 8 cents per gallon over the past week, averaging $2.80 per gallon today. That's nearly 30 cents lower than the national average. Patrick DeHaan, a petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says this time of year, seasonal factors ramp up their impact on gas prices, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand for gas. For now, DeHaan says those factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump. Green Bay police are inviting you to come join them for a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. October 1st is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and our local officers will be at Bay Motel and Family Restaurant on Military Avenue from 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. No set agenda, they say just conversation and coffee. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the last farmers market on Broadway for the season. Looks like a beautiful night to be out there enjoying live music and some of the last fresh produce of the season. The Farmers Market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest markets. More than 120 local vendors line the streets with fresh produce, baked goods, coffee, flower, plants, and more. The market runs tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horse had telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71. WGN.